So I have 10 questions. You want me to just start off?
Yeah, you
can. Just fire them off?
All right. Yeah.
The first one. What sports did you or have you coached?
I've coached golf, basketball, baseball, softball, and flag football.
Okay. And did you have children on the teams that you coached?
For everyone except golf, yes. Okay. So I coached all the other ones because my kids are on the team.
Okay. What are some leadership/mentor positions that you've held, and how has that experience impacted you throughout your life?
Well, in addition to coaching, I think being a teacher is a leadership role. I used to be a sales manager for the Patriot News, and I think with anything in life, any kind of experience that you have helps you grow as a person, gives you more wisdom, and helps you with, you know, everyday daily tasks.
All right. How do you coach students and athletes into becoming more physically and mentally fit for that sport?
Well, my biggest thing is, you know, I think with any sport, 80 to 90% of it is all mentality. So that's the biggest thing that I try and instill in the kids is, you know, for them to, you know, realize that they can do anything they want to do, but they have to be mentally focused first before they can succeed in anything, and then everything else comes after that.
Yeah. And then number 5, already halfway done.
This sounds like complete BS to me.
Hey, this is being recorded.
Sorry.
I won't put the recording in. I just have to do like a 2-page biography thing. What qualities of a person make a good leader, and what qualities of a person make a bad leader?
I personally think that patience, understanding, being able to relate to people, understanding that, you know, everybody has their struggles and trying to bring out the best in people. I think that people that rule by dictatorship type, I think that's a bad leader. I think that people that, you know, have the mentality, do as I say, not as I do, the people that just try and rule with an iron fist, I think that's horrible leadership skills.
Yeah. Okay. And I see that a lot in golf.
Right.
Yeah. Why did you choose to be a golf coach?
I've always, you know, loved the game. It's a great sport. I love watching the kids play and do well. And then plus, I'll be honest, it's nice on a, you know, sunny afternoon to be able to get out of school and get, you know, go out on the golf courts and watch kids play as opposed to being in school.
Yeah. What do you think you're effective in the position you hold?
Again, I think my most effective effective quality is being able to relate to the kids, being able to, you know, just let the kids see their potential, you know, let them realize how good they are, just being able to connect with the kids on a personal level as well as, you know, on a professional level. But that's my biggest thing that helps me.
When you were young, who was your mentor that impacted you the most?
I would probably say Mr. Kramer. Walt Kramer, he's a former teacher here from East Pennsboro. He was my basketball coach and baseball coach, and he actually was the quarterback on the 1959 undefeated, untied football team. And he actually went to Temple on, I believe it was a football scholarship, and then switched over to a baseball scholarship. But he was a great coach.
Okay. What was your proudest moment as a coach / mentor?
So I'm going to have to say probably, I'm going to have to think about that a minute there. I would have to say probably last year when our golf team beat Trinity. I think it was twice.
All right. And then what is your least favorite thing about being a coach?
You know, it's all the I'm not sure what word to use. I mean, I want to say bullcrap, but I got to think of a better word. It's all the extra stuff that comes with it. You know, having to deal with, you know, all the paperwork, the ever changing rules, the booster club, the bureaucracy that comes with it. That's the worst part about coaching. All the rules that, you know, people complaining, people never being happy, trying to satisfy everyone, you know, being pulled at in 50 different directions, all this, you know, certifications that you have to keep up with, basically all the, you know, the paperwork, all that crap.
Yeah, it would just be much easier just to go out.
If I could just go out and be with the kids on the course and just, you know, it'd be so much better, but... And that's what keeps me going is being with the kids on the course and, you know, having that camaraderie with those kids, because all this other stuff, that's why they're having trouble getting coaches, because they throw all this stuff upon them and people get to the point where it's not even worth it. It's not even worth it.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, that's all my questions. I'd like to thank you.
Anything else, buddy? Are you hanging out here?
I mean, they're just in the gym. Okay. I still have like, what is it?
15 minutes.
Yeah, I guess I'll go back.
Okay. A pass, or are you good to go?
A pass would help.
Okay. So what do you just? What do you got?